Good morning. My guest this morning is Michelle Salceda from Friends of the Petaluma River. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
So the Spring Petaluma River Cleanup, it's Saturday, May the 5th. How does it work?
So our spring cleanup starts at 9 o'clock, and it's a wonderful event to come out and clean up the river. It's volunteer-led. We will be gathering at Steamer Landing in Copeland Street, out at our River Heritage Center. And what you do is you come and you sign up in the morning, you get trash pickers and a bucket, and you get assigned a creek or a waterway to go out and collect trash.
Uh-huh.
And then you bring it back. We do trash and recycling.
And do you measure the amount that you've
We weigh all
up?
The trash.
That's
we offer
a good idea.
We offer prizes for a few different varieties. The most trash collected, the weirdest piece of trash collected.
Oh, great. Well, that'll ensure you even more volunteers for next year, right?
Yes.
What year is this?
This is our 24th year of doing the Spring River Cleanup, and we do it twice a year. We do it in the spring and in the fall.
So what do you do while the pickup is going on?
Well, we're out there, too, picking up trash. Uh-huh. We come back at about 10 or 11 to help collect, weigh, sort through trash. But we also have live music and a barbecue and our raffle happening about noon. So since I'm part of the staff, I'm helping to support all those things as well.
How does that trash get there?
There's all sorts of way the trash gets there.
Okay.
I mean, truthfully, part of it is washed down with the rains,
yeah,
and that's
right,
a big part
right,
of why we do a cleanup this time of the year after the rains to just keep that trash out of the river. We do have a large percentage of homeless people, and trash comes from that too, but a large reason why we love the cleanups is because it supports stewardship of the river, and it helps actually to inform people of their impacts and choices before the trash actually makes it to the river.
When people volunteer, do they volunteer beforehand, or do you also collect volunteers right on the site?
Yeah, you can just come the day of and volunteer then.
But you can volunteer in advance?
You can sign up in advance on our website, friendsofthepetalumariver.org.
And who are they? Who are these people who sign up?
So what we're seeing over the years is we have youth from summer camps, from our nature immersion programs, from our watershed classroom project, which is all throughout Petaluma public schools. And then we have just community members, people who want to come and take part and contribute positively to the environment.
I always find that one of the heartening things about our culture, which doesn't have a whole lot of heartening things lately, is that there really are people who I think find out to their own surprise that they want to volunteer
Definitely.
To clean up that river.
Definitely, and want to help.
Yeah, it's popular. It's something that people actually enjoy doing. How long have you been doing it?
This will be my 7th year.
7th? That's good. That's
yes.
Very good. Where are you from originally?
I'm from San Diego. I was born and raised in San Diego, California.
It's a long way from San Diego
yeah,
to the
is.
Petaluma River.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's great. Well, Michelle, I'm very glad to have spoken to you today, and I'm very glad that you are who you are and that you're here to help clean things up.
Thank you so much.
And one of the things that I hope, I was thinking about as we were talking, is I hope that some of the people who caused the junk to be there in the first place might volunteer to come and clean some of it up.
Me too.
So if there are any of you guys out there, why don't you do that? if you need to know it, the telephone number is 763-7756. Thanks again, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.